Hi, you're listening to the Food Adventures Podcast, Season 4. Do you like conversations with people who are passionate about food? When you pick your vacations, do you base it on what you want to eat and then hit up every place Anthony Bourdain said to? Is food your love language? Well, if so, this podcast is for you. Join me here on Fridays, where we will laugh, possibly shed a tear, and always leave hungry for our next great bite of food. And if you're ready, your next food adventure starts right now. Hey everyone, you're listening to the Food Adventures Podcast. I'm your host, Beth Fuller, and this is Season 4. Woo woo! If you're new to the podcast, thanks for being here. If you've been here for all other three seasons, oh my God, I love you. I can't believe we've made it this far. Well, I can, because we're rock stars. So here's the drill. If you don't know the drill, this is the drill. Go to my website for all of the show notes, ElizabethRFuller.com. You don't have to take the notes. I've taken the notes. If you've got questions for the podcast, if you want to be on the podcast, send me an email. Let's go on a food adventure, gmail.com. And of course, follow me on Instagram at Let's Go On A Food Adventure. Slide into the DMs with all of your questions. And please don't forget to like, rate, and share the podcast wherever you listen to it, because that's the way we get heard. And who doesn't want to hear us? All right, let's get into the show. Why, hello, hello, hello. It feels like doing every other week is like, I feel like it goes, there's like too much time between each one, even though it's only every other week. It still feels, some weeks it's like, oh my God, it feels like we haven't talked in months. And then other weeks I'm like, God, it feels like we talked yesterday. Like, I don't know what today, this week, it's like, I feel like I haven't talked to you guys in months. If you hear anything in the background, it's literally FedEx. Just pulled up and they're delivering Oliver's little peanut butter box from Chewy. So I love that commercial. Oh, chef's kiss, so cute. Anyway, so if you hear any clunking or banging, that's what it is. How is everyone? I'm okay. I'm not gonna be a sad sack on the pod, but not gonna lie, it's been a rough couple of weeks. April has not been magically delicious. Few things I did not have on my bingo card this year. One, getting like the most apocalyptic head cold of my life, as we all know from, I believe I recorded last episode when I was still not feeling, you know, fantastic. Sick is not a cute look on me. And then the other thing I definitely did not have on my bingo card this year is my aunt passing away. And I'm freaking, it fucking sucks. Like, I'm devastated. It's my mom's oldest sister, and none of her siblings, thank God, knock on wood, had passed up until recently. And it was kind of out of nowhere in a way, and it was very sudden, which, for better or worse, you know, for my aunt who is no longer with us, that's, she's not in pain and like she's, you know, in the ether doing her thing. It's just for the rest of us here mourning her absence, it fucking sucks. It sucks. So yeah, it's just been none of those things were on my bingo card this year, nor will they be on my bingo card in future years. But like, come on, people. So yeah, it's kind of meh. So I wanted to come on and not, you know, thank you for your kind words and your condolences and your support and love, and I appreciate it. Just wanted to do a mini episode this week. Next week, we're doing a full interview episode. The next episode will be a full interview with a really fun guest, and we're talking about gardening. So this week I was like, oh, we need a mini. Let's do a mini. I just want to like talk about food, and I want to talk about TV, and I don't think I'm reading any like great new books. I forget if I told you about the last book I read. I think I did, though. I think I did. I think I was finishing that book when we recorded the last mini. I think so. So, yeah, no new books to catch you up on. I'm reading something very light and fluffy right now, not worth talking about. But TV. So, first topic of conversation. Let's get into it. Okay, so TV. So much to talk about with TV. I have been rotting on the couch recently. With my head cold, I rotted a decent amount of time. I mean, I still worked, but there was a lot of me effortlessly rotting on the couch. So woe is me. This is not really food related, but if you want some, you know your girl loves Bravo. You know, and you can stream that shit on the Peacock app, baby. You know I love Bravo. I do. I watched them all. I've watched Vanderpump from the beginning, unfortunately. I watch The Valley now, which is way better than Vanderpump, but still fucking horrible. I watch all of The Housewives, every franchise, bring it on. Rewatch them. Like, it's fucking bad how much time I have spent literally rotting away watching this crap. So, and half watching it. That's, I think, the other thing I love about it. It's a half watch for me. So I can work, I can edit photos, I can do things, I can like send emails, I can do marketing stuff, I can do businessy things, I can do other things while I am half watching, half listening to Bravo. Chef's kiss. So recently, my neighbor and I let our dogs play together all the time. She has, I may or may not have mentioned this before, but she has this teeny tiny little long haired dachshund, and like he's a miniature long haired dachshund. So I don't know, maybe 4 pounds. Like he's teeny tiny and he's blonde and he's the same color as our golden Oliver. Oh, that was my tummy. Did you guys hear that grumble? I ate. She's still hungry, apparently. And so they play together. Oliver loves Winston. If he sees or hears Winston outside, Oliver loses his mind. If Winston hears me do my dog voice to any other dog in the neighborhood, Winston loses his mind. It's, we are one big happy family here. And since the fence that came down a couple Christmases ago during a bad storm between our yards, it like just the wind just took it right down. Was not obviously in very well to begin with, but like came right down. Since then, we've built a very strong bond. And so we talk while the dogs are playing, and she was like, she is a Bravo-holic. And she goes, you need to get into Below Deck. And I'm like, shut up. She goes, you trust me, you would love this. Like, you would love this show. And it's very relatable because I was in the service industry for like 15 plus, probably longer than that, 18 plus years between every aspect I've worked in a restaurant and bar for many, many years. And she's like, you, this is so in your wheelhouse. Like, it's so good. And you can start really on any season at any franchise because there's, I think, 4 or 5 versions of Below Deck. So I did. And my God, I haven't stopped. It's so good. It's so good. It's so trashy, but it's so good. And the people who pay for these charters, my God, Mamma Mia. So, and the food they're serving and the chefs and the team and like the teeny tiny galleys they're working in and then the love triangles and oh, it's the boat manses. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Your girl is into Below Deck. I have watched many seasons of the OG cast. I've watched Below Deck Sailing a couple of seasons. I have watched Below Deck Mediterranean a couple of seasons. I've watched Now Down Under. Like, I know. And you know who watches it with me? Todd. So it's not like I'm doing this solo. Oh no, he's into it too, because he, being a chef, is like, oh my God, I would murder that person, or blah, blah, blah. So he, and he also likes boats. So it's kind of like, it's kind of a win-win. The one thing they don't do on the yachts, which kind of blows my mind, none of them want to go fishing. And the first thing I would think of being out in the open ocean, or not open ocean, but in the ocean, beyond like snorkeling and jet skiing and all that, is I'd want to go fishing for a minute. Not for long. And I don't need to catch dinner, but like, it would be fun. Okay, so I've been watching that. Could talk all day about that. But more food-related TV. Let's just graze on this for a second. Is anyone watching Eugene Levy's Apple show? It's like the reluctant traveler, I think that might be what it's called. And the whole shtick is that he's got two seasons of it, is that apparently the man doesn't like to travel. He's in his 70s. He's kind of stuck in his ways. He doesn't eat adventurous food. He doesn't like being outside of his comfort zone. And this show kind of forces him to do certain things. I'm sure some of it is definitely for TV, but I think some of it is kind of genuine. And I don't know, as a huge Eugene Levy fan, and you know, I love him as an actor in a lot of projects he's worked in, especially Schitt's Creek, but a lot of the movies he's worked in and other things, I think this show's kind of cute. And there's some really great food and really great places. So if you haven't watched that, they're easy episodes and there's not a ton of them. That's a great show. The season 2 just wrapped. So, and I think there's only maybe 8 or 9 episodes at most. And they're like a half an hour. So really digestible, really easy. Oh God, Is it cake? I love the show. I love playing along, but I can't watch it right now. Like, we've tried to watch a handful of episodes, and we've watched all of previous seasons, but it makes me hungry, and I'm not eating cake right now. And so I'm just like really being mindful of what I'm eating and eating in a deficit. And so, you know, the most sweet that I'm having with whatever calories I have left at the end of the day, I'm not exaggerating, is like some cut up watermelon, or like maybe 2 small tiny squares of dark chocolate. Like, there's no me diving into a buttercream fondant fucking dream cake thing. And so then watching it on TV for an hour solid plus, I'm like, this is not just masochistic. Like, this is next level. Like, this is pure torture. I have to fucking stop. So that show is a little bit of a no-go for yours truly, but you know, like whatever. I still blow deck. Then we need to get into the Top Chef of it all. Okay. So I think we've missed 2 episodes together since our last convo. The Wisconsin Cheese Festival episode. Oh my God, what the fuck? How many croquettes can one person fucking make? Knock it off. And then the second episode was the Frank Lloyd Wright episode from this past week. So if you haven't watched these, spoiler alert, but you should have been watching them. I'm not going to say I was on a show at the caliber, like cooking at the level that Top Chef cooks by any stretch of the imagination. But I was on TV, I did have to think on my feet, and I did cook for someone very famous that tasted my food. Somebody's fucking gardening outside. Really? Really? Don't they know we're recording a podcast? This is going to be obnoxious, but oh well. Like, I get it. There was no set expectations of, like, I'm not a Michelin star chef. I'm not a James Beard Award winner of anything except eating. Like, there's not that on me, but like they're just not cooking from their souls. They're all like deer in headlights, and you can tell they're second guessing their food. They're overthinking what they're making. They're not going with that very first gut instinct of like, okay, I hear the challenge, bing, this is what pops in my head. It's like, well, let's table that. Is there something better? What else? Let me flush out this little bit more. What would make the most sense? And it's like, no. Cook the food you know. Cook the food you love. So it feels, I mean, Kristen is crushing this as a host. Her, when she let go of those two people in the last challenge, it was a double elimination, tears up as she's sending them home. I'm like, oh, I love you. She can do no wrong in my eyes. Love her. But like, these people need to fucking get it together. You are on a serious, serious stage where not only can this make or break your career, I wouldn't say break your career, but like this can catapult you into something so much bigger if you use it well. And I just feel like they're just all like freezing up a little bit. So I'm hopeful that they got a little shake up with these last two challenges, and then hopefully, fingers crossed, like they bring it for the rest of the season, because it is a little depressing in that Top Chef kitchen. Oh my God, let me hold on. I gotta pause. Oh my God, it's like they're mowing the lawn in front of my house, but Todd only does that. I don't know who, and like it hasn't been warm enough for the grass to fucking grow. We've had like the shittiest spring. We've had one warm day. It was yesterday. You're telling me there is enough grass on your yard that you need to mow it right now? Come on. Like, no joke. The leaves aren't barely budding on the trees. Like, I can honestly say there is one tree in my entire neighborhood that has teeny tiny buds on it because it has been the shittiest spring ever. And the first warm, sunny day was, okay, so this comes out on Friday, was this past Monday. And I just don't understand. I'm recording this on Tuesday. Who has enough fucking grass to mow their lawn? Okay, I gotta stop. Oops, I just hit the table. Oh, God. Okay, sorry. I think they stopped. I don't know. I'm not gonna be like that neighbor that screams out the window like, shut your fucking lawnmower. I mean, there's nothing I can do. There's nothing, they don't need to know that I'm recording a podcast, even though it's like a world famous podcast, people. Okay, next topic of conversation, food. What have I eaten lately? Let's talk about it. It's almost more like, what have I eaten lately that you're gonna want to eat and make is kind of my vibe on this. So a couple of these, I'd say 3/4 of these recipes, unfortunately, are paywalled, meaning that unless you subscribe to the New York Times, I'm sorry, but they were really good recipes and I want to talk about them. And I'll do my best to describe them. And a handful of these other ones, they're not paywalled. Oh, and one from Bon Appetit is, but maybe you guys at this point, maybe you have subscriptions to them or know somebody who could, I don't know, maybe screenshot it for you or something. Not saying to do that. You know, everyone deserves to get paid what they should get paid. But I'm just saying, if there's a will, there's a way. So things that I've made that I think are delicious and that you should make. So two recipes are coming from Pinch of Yum. Two things. One, her chicken tiki masala, so good. So good. And the other thing with that one, make the masala paste that she's telling you to make and then freeze it. I used about half of the paste in one mise for the recipe, and the other half of the paste I put in the freezer, and we will come back to that again. So good. With that, I made basmati rice. I roasted a ton of cauliflower and some onion, and like it got kind of caramelized and delicious, and I put like all these spices on it. Whole Foods has a couple of pre-made spice blends that came out, I think, in December, and they still have them in the store. At least in my local one does. And like one's this umami one, one's which is wicked good. One is a shawarma one, one is a Burberry one, one is a couple of different, they have a couple of different curry blends. I'm all about personally supporting local, sustainably sourced, ethically sourced spices. These spice blends are delicious. I don't know if they fall into that category, but if you're into it, they're not too expensive. And then just make sure you buy the rest of your spices from ethically, sustainably sourced places like Curio Spice here in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and they ship online and they're wonderful. And I will link them in the show notes and I love them. So the other recipe of hers, I'm going to like reposition myself in the chair because this is a good one. This is a good one. Got to talk closer to the mic. This butter cauliflower and chickpea dish with a mint cilantro kind of like chutney-ish sauce. Shut the fuck up. It's so good. Whenever I'm doing something where chickpeas are the star of the dish, like this one, I will splurge on the chickpeas because I feel like if... Can you fucking hear this? It's where, like, who's next to me with fucking, okay, sorry. Meaning like, because it's like the protein star of the dish, I want it to be the highest, best quality that I can get. And I feel like there's a few brands, one being a brand called Simply, S-I-M-P-L-I, that has dried beans. They're heirloom variety beans. They are a wonderful company to support. Again, you can get those at Whole Foods. You can get them online. I can link a couple of other companies that you can definitely buy online. And they also sell in a few stores. I'm trying to think where. Hold on, let me look. Sorry, I was trying to look to see where Rancho Gordo beans were sold, but I don't know where they're sold. I know you can get... They sell online as well. They sell out of a lot of varieties of their beans. So just like be patient with them and keep an eye out. They're really, really good and worth the money. So I feel like if that's the star protein, then I want to elevate it and treat it really well and also get the best version out of it I can get. And I just think starting from a dried bean is that like some people, they don't have the time, they don't care, it's not their thing that they want to invest their energy in. Totally understand that. Then you do you and get the canned beans. I just prefer this. So such a fucking good dish. Make it spicy, make it count. And like you do you, boo, toast up some naan. Oh, so, so, so good. Okay, moving on. Another recipe that I will link in the show notes, again, it's paywalled, this came together so freaking quickly. You could probably use a fake meat product in this if ground pork isn't your thing, or you can definitely use ground chicken. You would just have to add a little more fat to it. This stir-fried udon noodles with pork scallion and caramelized cabbage. Shut up. So effing good. Double the cabbage. Like, I would even dare say put the entire head of a medium-sized cabbage in. They say only a quarter. We did half. I would have done the whole thing. I freaking love caramelized cabbage. I think it's so such an underrated ingredient. It's so sweet. It's so delicious. Oh, so effing good. And we did do it with ground pork. I could easily say you could do it with ground chicken. I would definitely have some kind of protein in there though, because I mean, everyone's health goals are very different. Mine is very protein focused at the moment. And so, I probably wouldn't go sans protein, but that's up to you. Again, that's on Bon Appetit. So effing good. And it came together, I'm not exaggerating, in maybe 10 minutes. Like, it was such an easy dish. And we also topped it with some chili crisp. I'm very disappointed in David Chang for, coming after trying to fucking trademark chili crisp. Like, it's a condiment. For an already marginalized community, and now you're telling me, like, these small artisan makers of chili crisp, you're gonna fucking come after them with your big fancy lawyers. I know he sent out a statement yesterday, I think, or earlier this week, talking about it and like backing off. But like, come the fuck on, Mama Fuko. Like, you have a plenty of money. You don't need to trademark this shit. I don't think so. And maybe it wasn't a money grab, but I don't know. I think it's a fucking money grab. So chili crisp it up in whatever brand you like. So the next on my list, was one we had recently. So good. Eric Kim's recipe on New York Times. This was really good. A crunchy chippy choppy Asian chicken salad. The star of this show was absolutely the dressing. Now, not much to the salad itself. You can use like marinated chicken and grill it and chop it up. You could use rotisserie chicken and shred it up. You could boil some chicken breasts, pull them out and shred them up, whatever you want to do. The crispy wontons, you can absolutely make them from scratch if you want to. Whole Foods sells in like the salad dressing section a little thing of them, so you can buy them. The lettuce is like romaine, iceberg, scallions, and then fresh mint, fresh cilantro, chippy choppy. You could add in shredded carrots. You could add in some shredded cucumber. Excuse me, whatever you want. This dressing was on fire. It was so good. It's rice wine vinegar, sesame oil. I use peach preserves. You can use apricot or peach. I went peach. Oh, highly recommend. Use Japanese mayonnaise in it. Soy sauce, chili powder, onion powder, salt, and chef's kiss. I put a little white vinegar in too, just because, and some crushed red pepper. So good. So good. Just ate it for lunch. So good. So good. Delicious. Another recipe that is absolutely worth making for you guys is, where are you? Made it like 2 weeks ago. I got a rotisserie chicken for something else and we had a little bit left. And I was like, you know what I'm making? Allison Roman's chicken and dumplings. It's on the New York Times. So good. And the reason this is so good is because it's simple. It's satisfying. It's, I wouldn't say foolproof. She's just delicious. It's like, and it was so rainy and so shitty here. So effing cozy and like just like a hug in your stomach. And we don't eat dumplings very often in our household. They were perfection. Light as a cloud, just fluffy and delicious. Okay, another cozy recipe on a rainy day. So this is another, you're going to start, and again, I really can't stress this enough, from scratch kind of chickpeas, from dried. You're going to soak them overnight, then you're going to make this recipe. It's really, really, really simple. So good. It's this chickpea veggie soup. Again, on the Times, I'll link it. It's a Melissa Clark recipe. Can't go wrong with her recipes. Love her. Parmesan, lemon, rosemary. It ticks a lot of boxes. This thing has so much effing flavor in it. It takes hours, though. So don't think this is going to be a 20-minute whatever. This I would absolutely not use canned beans for. You want dried because you want to impart as much flavor into the beans as possible. And the only way to do that is this method. It's so simple. It's so good. The broth becomes, because it's simmering for like almost 2 hours, it's just luxurious in a way. You add in enough olive oil that it makes sense and it's tacky and it just really, really, really good. And then, you know, we added some, I think I had dentellini. So we used just like a very short, tiny pasta. Orzo would be fine, or something else that's teeny tiny, some crusty bread, good handful of like freshly grated Parmigiano Reggiano on top. Oh, chef's kiss. Really, really, really good. Really cozy, really yummy. Highly recommend that one. Hold on, I know there's more. Brothy beans, the chickpeas. Maybe that was it. Right now I'm kind of on the hunt. If you have any suggestions, let me know. Of some good snack options and good breakfast options. I'm working with a team of trained professionals, doctors, and just trying to figure out, because I'm eating in a calorie deficit, trying to figure out some really good high protein, high fiber breakfast and snack options that are not a lot of vitamin A in them, which means like milky things are kind of out, like yogurts and stuff like that. I have to be kind of conscientious of that. And so I'm like, I eat eggs, I eat like, you know, breakfast taco-y things and avocado toast and egg and some turkey bacon and stuff like that. But I'm on the hunt. And I like to keep it like under 350 calories if possible. I know this is very specific. But if you have any good ideas and you want to send them my way, please, you know how to find me. Hit your girl up. She is on the hunt, and I will put it through my filter. There's certain things right now I can't eat a lot of, and I'm trying to make all of my bites of food matter and count. And so for somebody who lives a very food-centric life, it is slightly challenging, but I'm up for the challenge because I'm doing it for myself, and I got to. And yeah, so there you have it. All right, let's play that fun music. Well, thank you guys for joining me on this teeny tiny little mini bite-sized snack-sized episode. I loved chatting with you. It's the highlight of my day. So if you have questions for the pod, if you have suggestions for breakfast and snack ideas for yours truly, please send them my way. You can send them to what's the email address? letsgoonafoodadventure@gmail.com. Tag me in all of your food adventures on Instagram @letsgoonafoodadventure. And of course, head on over to my website for all of the show notes, elizabethrfuller.com. Wow, it's been a minute, I guess, but she's back on the horse, back on the bike, back on something. All right, make some yummy food together this weekend. Leave with kindness, and I will see you in 2 weeks. Bye.